Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, director of the National Hurricane Center, with your 8 a.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac. Still tropical storm, high-end tropical storm, not quite to the highest end, but it's still in a gradual strengthening phase in our forecast, and right now still centered north of the central northern coast of Cuba in here, moving off to the northwest. Still at a fairly good clip, so it looks like the center of circulation will reach some portion of the Florida Keys, perhaps by this afternoon. I want to emphasize that tropical storms and hurricanes, if it becomes one over the Gulf of Mexico or as it moves over the Keys, are not just a point on the map. It's a large and sprawling system with effects extending well away from the center. So even if you don't get the center of circulation pass over or very near you today, up in the Florida Peninsula area, for example, you're still in tropical storm warnings in many areas on the peninsula, on the East Coast, and you could see very heavy rains locally, tropical storm conditions, even the threat for isolated tornadoes in southern and central Florida. Now, the hurricane warning is still in effect down in the Florida Keys and up the west coast of Florida up to Bonita Beach. And so folks there still need to plan for hurricane and do as emergency management officials are telling you to do. Today, stay indoors. The biggest way you can get yourself in trouble in any of the warning areas today is to venture outside. Staying indoors and taking shelter throughout the storm outside of a flood-prone area is the best way to keep yourself safe. Now, as we look at the forecast path going into the Gulf of Mexico, we're forecasting strengthening to a hurricane. It could reach Category 2, maybe even major hurricane status before reaching some part of the northern Gulf Coast within the next 3 days, which is where landfall of the center might occur. But because we are within about the 48-hour time frame for when we expect the first possible onset of tropical storm conditions on the northern Gulf Coast, there is now a hurricane watch in effect for the western Florida panhandle all the way over to southeastern Louisiana. Not yet anyway, including metropolitan New Orleans. But today and tomorrow are going to be the days to prepare on the northern Gulf Coast, because by tomorrow night the conditions will have gone downhill, and the following night and the following day would be the time where the impacts would occur. And again, if you are in the western Florida coastline, Florida Big Bend area, for example, just because we're not forecasting you to get a direct hit from the center of circulation, and even if it passes fairly well off to your west and southwest, doesn't mean you couldn't see impacts. Recall back with Tropical Storm Debbie in June, where the center of the circulation of a relatively weak tropical storm by the wind was well away from the Big Bend and west coast of Florida, and you still saw storm surge and inland rainfall and flooding impacts. That is still a possibility in this case. As Isaac moves into the Gulf of Mexico, we still could see some storm surge on the very vulnerable southwestern coast of Florida within the hurricane warning area. So pay attention to what emergency management officials tell you to do today, just in case you're told to evacuate. Heed what they say. In the central part of the west coast of Florida, isolated spots could get 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. The Big Bend area, maybe 4 to 7 feet in certain places, even if the center passes way offshore. Still too early to specify numbers for what the storm surge potential might be in the northern Gulf Coast in the hurricane watch area, but that is certainly one of the issues that emergency management officials will be telling you to possibly respond to. Live at the National Hurricane Center, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.